Just Trespass store, now open, and Metro Radio.
The following show is guilty of free thinking, most of which is outside the box. Outrageous, shocking, and sometimes very grown up. If you are a narrow-minded, prudish waste of skin, please avoid it. We embrace the fun-loving soul who is open to new experiences, irrespective of color, creed, religion, age, or football tribe. If you want real entertainment by real people, you will be thrilled. If in doubt, switch it off. Listen at your own peril. Paolo on Alan Robson's Night Owls.
What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome to the Night Owls. Yes, you did hear correctly. This is Paolo in for Alan in the hot seat for one night only. Alan is otherwise engaged tonight. We hope he's not engaged. But anything could happen. But it's the same show as ever on a Saturday night. You've just got a different presenter, that's all. We've still got the same features. We've got all the same stuff. We've got rough cuts coming up later on. I've got prizes to give away. I've got tickets to go and see Kids in Glass Houses. If you want to win those, you just need to get on air and speak to me at some point tonight. I've also got tickets for Foles. And I've got another one of those paintball vouchers from the Ministry of Paintball. It's for 8 people to go paintballing. It's worth £200. Keep listening, I'll tell you exactly how you can win that. We've also got the ghost story coming up, a usual Saturday night feature that's coming up later on. And of course, you starring. I'm taking your calls all night. The usual number, 0191-488-3188. Leanne is in the phone studio next door, smiling away. Kim, unfortunately, not able to attend tonight, but Leanne has stepped in for us. So give her a call right now, 0191-488-3188. Now, we'll start by playing a few clips back of what we did last week on the show. And the first thing I will play you is a very interesting call, actually, of a guy who, well, cheated death by the IRA.
It took about 15 minutes to get around the perimeter and back again. Anyway, his mate was waiting in the little hut, and he'd said he'd come round Coughlin's foot, and he says, "Hey, Mac," he says, get yourself in here. I'll start my shift earlier." Like 15 minutes, but you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, "No, I'm fine. And he says, no, wait, get your cell in, mate, get the kettle on." Anyway, he said, "Are you sure?" He says, "I says right now, brother." So they swapped over. Anyway, my uncle went into the little cabin and this other guy started his shift 15 minutes earlier, which would have been my uncle.
Right.
Anyway, he's walked along the perimeter fence, and about 100 yards down the way, he walked round the corner, which, like, he turned right around this corner, and a sniper blew his head clean off. And that would have been my uncle if he didn't have a call.
That is fate, actually, just taking you out of harm's way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And
isn't that amazing?
He never got over that. He never has. People said, "Oh, you're lucky." He says, "You're lucky." He says, "I wasn't." And he says, "I'm not."
No, because he's going to live with that for the rest of his life, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, obviously it wasn't his fault. He wasn't.
No,
if he didn't have a call, he would have been doing his last. They must have been watching. I don't know why they didn't. Or
didn't take him.
But took his head off with a sniper's bullet, and he's never really got over that. When he got out of the army, when he finally left after his third tour, he was walking along the street with me nana, and a car backfired, and he grabbed all of it and dove over a wall into somebody's garden. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, snap, it's the training.
Wow, what about that? Incredible. Now, we're already getting a few emails in of people asking just what it is that Alan is up to. I'm not really sure I can say. I don't really think I should say. It's not really my place. All I'll say is it has something to do with something that happened when we were in Amsterdam. I'll say no more. It wouldn't be fair, would it? So let's hear some more of your calls from last week. Now, this was a call about, well, basically, Anne Frank. When we were in Amsterdam, as you may know, we did what I think is one of the best shows we've ever done about Anne Frank. Very difficult to listen to. Very powerful, emotional story. But a guy who was on last week had just seen this new film, Shutter Island, and there's certain parallels and there's certain scenes from that film, if you've seen it, which kind of relate to the Anne Frank story. So he spoke to us about that.
I really enjoyed it. It just sounds wrong, doesn't it, you know?
There was, yeah. I've just seen there's a new film just come out called Shutter Island, and it's got Leonardo DiCaprio in it. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but there's a chance that I'll be talking to him next week about it. So what's it about? It's supposed to be amazing, incredible, and a bit scary.
It's all them. What got me is, I'm not going to give it away. There's more twists and turns in a fracture clinic in it, to be honest with you. You've really got to sit and watch it.
Is it a gripper or is it a horror film? Because it's been made by a really good director. Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking about it as if it's like the best thriller for years. Does it do that or not?
Well, at the end, I was sitting there and it was like, this is finished too quick. It's on for 2 hours, so it's basically set in 1956 or 7 or something like that.
Right.
And it's Leo DiCaprio and his partner, he's a US Marshal, and they go to this island, which is an insane asylum.
Oh.
It's like this through. And you're sitting watching it, and he was, without giving too much away, with you talking about Auschwitz and everything last week, he was actually an officer in the army there as well. I couldn't believe when I was sitting watching, because I've been listening to you in Amsterdam and I'm sitting watching them thinking, hey, am I like very like close to home, you know, like this film could have been out last year or the year before, and you would have done the show a year back and it wouldn't be fresh on people's minds. But
isn't that weird? It's just things happen like that, so it's almost like fate, isn't it?
Yeah, actually I went to see that film myself yesterday, Shutter Island, and it's strange because I've worked on that Anne Frank show so much over the last few weeks. When you see those scenes from, basically the scenes from Auschwitz in there and death camps, and it just brings it all back. And when I actually went to the Anne Frank house when we were in Amsterdam, it's just incredibly powerful stuff. It's not something I'd ever really thought about that much in the past, I must admit, but wow, seriously shocking, shocking stuff. Lots of you love that show that we put together, the Anne Frank show. In fact, one person decided that Alan should be knighted.
You were.
I'll take my hat off if I had one on.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant show last week. Great. I think you should be knighted for it. So it should be Sir Alan Robson, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's very kind of you to say. I cannot see it happening, not with the material we use.
Some people have been knighted for a little far less than what we've
been. Kind of you to see, Al. Thanks for coming on, mate.
Yes, indeed. So what do you want to talk about tonight? You should be giving me a call right now. The number's 01914-883-188. Leanne is waiting for your call. Line them up. Now, are you a text addict? How many text messages do you send every month? There's a girl, she's 16 years old, and she's now needing an operation in her hands after sending 4,000 text messages a month. 4,000 text messages a month. It's called carpal tunnel syndrome, apparently. It's quite serious. She needs an operation in her hands. I think I'm quite average with my texting. Probably about, I don't know, 200, 300? Is that normal? I'm not sure. Let me know. How many do you send? And while we're on the subject of texting, here's something for you. What do you think about it? Texting and social networking, this whole thing. Because I kind of have this theory that social networking, it creates lazy friendships. I mean, do you still ring your friends when you want to speak to them? Do you still go out and meet them? Or is it just easier to send them a text? I don't know, lazy friendships, is that something? Am I imagining that? Give us a call, let me know. Now, last week we were also talking of school games.
Did you have a game when you were at school, Lee, called Pirates?
Reminders, I might have.
Yeah, it's just the thing that I enjoyed most, and pretty much every other kid that I know enjoyed pirates more than anything. And the game was the gym would be set out and they'd have ropes hanging to climb up. There'd be you'd have the like the vaulting horse there. And the idea was you had to get around the gym without touching the floor.
Right, and the floor's on fire thing.
There was like a trampoline thing going. And there would be one person who would be it. And usually it was like the gym teacher. And you had all the kids off the floor. And the gym teacher would then run at you. And anybody that he touched became on his side.
All right.
And then you had, and the last person who, to be caught was the pirate. In other words, he won. And he became the person who tried to catch everybody next time round.
It became Jack Sparrow High.
Pretty much High. Yeah. It was one of those games that you would... Are we doing pirates? not this week. And everybody go, oh.
There you go. Jordan's just emailed in. He says, I think I know where Alan is. And then he makes his guess. I think you may be correct there, Jordan. We'll say no more. Now, did you see this today? Google Street View has posted pictures, images of the SAS headquarters. Can you believe that? For years, it's never been put on maps. It's never really been talked about because it's pretty secret. Google Street View have photographed it. It's on the Google Maps right now. How do you feel about that? And how do you feel about Google Street View in general? Do you like the fact that your house, your car is on there for all to see? Let me know. 0191 488 3188. Give Leanne a call right now. But last week, we talked about accidents.
You had to duck to get into the sitting room to sit and watch the telly while you tea on your knees, as is the northern way. You know, this table game. Anyway, he made his tea, went to walk into the sitting room and woke up 15 minutes later, right? He banged his head, right? Lying on the floor, beans, sausages up the wall, there was egg on the telly and everything. But when, it was more funny because the way he was telling the story, he says, I was getting ready to gun out. He says, I only have my underpants and a vest on. White underpants.
Oh,
white
no, no.
The stuff up the wall. I mean, he says, oh, yeah, look, I took his ear just a matter.
Oh, there's been a few of them on Night Owls over the years. The funniest one was the guy who got he got that new, you know, as you say, it's new, it's been out for like 30 years, but you know when they brought out the very first wood flooring that you could kind of just put down yourself with a, and it just kind of slotted into the next one, and you slot into the next one, and you just have to cut the one at the end to kind of fit. He just put that down and he was absolutely knackered, so he went into the bathroom and he had a shower because he was covered, obviously, with like all the wood dust and stuff. So, and he thought, beautiful, I got this beautiful wood panelled floor. I'm gonna have a cup of coffee and me dinner, sitting on his wood floor, and he had a cup of black coffee. Oh dear. And he's sitting there, but he just got out the shower. He didn't have anything on particularly, so he's sitting there having his dinner and he knocked his hot coffee over and sizzled Big Bob and the twins. That was
It's the Night Owls and it's Paolo sitting in for Alan in the hot seat for one night only. Give me a call, 0191 488 3188. If you want to email in, by the way, it's just the usual email address for Alan. I've got Alan's emails open in front of me, so you can email in. It's alan.robson@metroradiouk.com. That's alan.robson@metroradiouk.com. Now, here's what happened tonight, okay? I found out I was doing the show last week, and I thought, all right, cool, this would be good. I'm not normally in on a Saturday, so anyone who normally calls in on a Saturday, you've probably never spoken to me, so now's your chance, right? But I thought, great, we have Bodie on a Saturday. He does his Bodie Saturday surgery. I thought, excellent, looking forward to that very much. Anyway, Bodie had some bad news in the week, and he had a funeral that he had to attend today, basically, because it's the afternoon in America where he lives. So he wasn't going to be able to do the show. So we decided what we'll do is we'll get We'll get some other doctors in and we'll do a sex clinic. You may have heard Alan mention this the other night. We'll do a sex clinic, all right, which was going to be slightly embarrassing because I know my mother's listening to this show right now. But anyway, they bottled it. Last minute, the doctors who were due to come on have bottled it, so it's not going to happen. So if you were looking forward to that, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. And I know Leanne's upset about this because she was after some sexual advice herself. Because Leanne, you've had quite a few STDs, haven't you? She's nodding. I've always wanted to do that. What can I say? But the good news is, Bodie is back. His funeral's finished way ahead of schedule. So Bodie will be on the show tonight with his Saturday surgery. So you can start calling in now. Get your any problems you've got, any medical problems that you want Bodie to sort out for you. Give us a call right now. 0191 488 3188. And we'll be doing that a little later on in the show. Now, we talked quite a bit last week. This is all over the news. This drug, Meow Meow, methadrone. Scary stuff. A couple of kids died from it. Well, we spoke to someone who's actually done it.
Well, it's been around quite a while, but, like, right. It's just started, like, kicking off big time, like, I don't know, boys, about 6 months ago.
Right, so what happened when you took it back in the day then, Glenn?
It wasn't really that good, like, to be honest with you, Alan.
Right. So how did it affect you? Is it an upper? Is it a chiller? How does it work?
I don't know. I couldn't suss it. It was strange. It wasn't very nice, like.
Right. So just made you kind of disorientated.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't advise anyone to try it or take it. It's just...
What made you, though? I mean, what tempted you into that? Or had you been using tabs of other stuff and you thought...
I think it was just when I was drunk and just peer pressure, really.
Right, OK. But you see, that's what's happening. People always think... Everybody's sitting around thinking, OK, I'm going to take some drugs. It never happens like that. It's always everybody's high as a kite and somebody comes in and says, guess what I've got?
Yeah, see, so just take it because everyone else does and peer pressure, really.
Yeah, but we should be cleverer than that, really, shouldn't we? You know what I mean? But lesson learnt where Glenn's concerned. Poor those two lads, though, parents.
Yeah, absolutely. So, methadone, what do you think about it? I want to hear your views. Do you think it should be made illegal? And if it was, would that really stop people doing it anyway? Give us a call, let us know. Someone else was talking about it, too.
The meow meow drug.
Yeah.
And I just really think it's horrendous that people can get it legally.
Yeah, well, but apparently they say that there's a lot of other things far more harmful, and yet these two guys have died from it now.
Well, I was reading up on it before because I'd heard about it on the news earlier on about them people who died from it, and apparently, like, it's been known to give you really bad side effects, and some teenage boy had actually tried to, like, rip part of his penis off.
What? He tried to rip part of his penis off?
Yeah.
Well, when he was high on the drug?
He actually done it.
Oh, dear.
And ended up in hospital with it, and I was thinking, well, surely that's kind of up there with the other ones, because it's a bit mental.
Right.
No, I really don't understand how that can be legal, like.
So how old are you, Rebecca? You're 13?
17.
17, I beg your pardon, you're 17. So at the age of 17, have you actually faced up to drugs? Have you been offered? I know, but, you know, kids at the...
I've been offered them.
That's the thing. Other people at school... Pretty much everybody, by the time they get to 17, has had something to do with them. I don't mean using, but you're aware of them, or you know somebody, one of your friends is, and all that kind of stuff. Is it a big deal with the people in your school?
Well, it started getting that way, towards, like, the end of year 10, year 11-ish.
Right.
I mean, some of them now, I mean, I was talking to some of them catching up with some people who have obviously left high school and haven't spoken to them for a while.
Yeah.
And some of them are, like... didn't go to college, and I was like, so what are you up to now? And he's like, oh, let's just cut a long story short, we took over. And I was like, well, that's a bit away. I think it's just really horrendous.
No, absolutely. But the meow stuff, it just seems to have, just the last couple of months, everybody's heard about it. Prior to that, I wasn't even aware of it.
I wasn't until you hear about the deaths of it, and then it's like, well... It's like a secret little thing that just pops up and something really bad, isn't it?
Yeah. But you see, this is just proof again that even though the law might say that this is a legal drug, it can still do you a lot of harm. For example, if you take enough aspirin, you'll die. If you take enough Panadol, you'll die. If you take enough of any drug, it can really hurt you. But when it's a, when it's something that's classed as a party drug, just describing it like that makes it sound like, well, that can never hurt you. Mm-hmm. It's a party drug. Well, it's just killed two people.
Yeah, it has. There you go. What do you think about it? Give me a call. Let me know. Now, on Night Owls, as you'll be well aware, part of our job is to sing you ridiculous songs, which I've had to do on a few occasions. And it has to be said, I'm not the greatest singer. However, I do a rather uncanny camp version of the Pet Shop Boys. And here it is.
Have you seen the way Paolo looks at me? Have you noticed it? Do you know what it is? He looks at me like that too, as if he really, really fancies you. I'm sure he looks at me different to everybody else. He has a twinkle in his eye when he talks to me. Does he do that to you? Do you think he likes us? I think he might like me. I don't know. I think he might like me.
Sometimes it must be said when I get home from work and I'm lying in my bed, I must be mad, must be unstable for wanting to have these girls on a pool table in a nightclub or a bar in town. I know their looks would make most people frown. They've got bad breath, they've got no breasts, but I can't help wanting to get them undressed.
In a night owl town, a night owl world, the night owl girls, those night owl girls. In a night owl town, a night owl world, with night owl calls and night owl girls.
Night owl girls. O'clock shadows and irritating voices. They wouldn't be most people's choices. Susie, Binny, Karen, Amy. I usually wouldn't even if they paid me. But with the new girl Emma and her ample bosom, could make for quite an interesting sixsome.
Interesting sixsome. In a night owl town, a night owl world. The night owl girls, those night owl girls. In a night owl town, a night owl world. The night owl calls and night owl girls.
Night owl girls. Night owl girls.
He likes me, not you guys. I've seen him. I've seen the way he looks at me. You know, he can't even look at me in the face when he speaks to me. He's just looking at my chest the whole time. But who can blame the poor lad, eh? You know, he's only human, but I just know that he loves me. He loves me so much. I know he's waiting for the day that I'm single, but I'm not going to be, but a boy can dream, can't he? Oh, I don't know what it is. When he looks at me, he's got a twinkle in his eye and a bulge in his trousers.
In a night owl town, a night owl world, the night owl girls, those night owl girls. In a night owl town, a night owl world, with night owl calls and night owl girls.
Night owl girls. Sometimes I'm at half-mast when they're working the phones. Just you wait till I get you home. We'd have a riot. We'd have a blast. I'd need a doctor to put my portion in a cast. One night with the girls would be my wish. But please, please, please don't bring Chris Fish.
Don't bring Chris Fish. In a night owl town, a night owl world. The night owl girls, those night owl girls. In a night owl town, a night owl world. The night owl calls and night owl girls.
Night owl girls. Night owl girls. Night owl girls. Night owl girls.
Hey girls, have you seen the way Paolo looks at me?
In Batley and Bootle, they grate it in Baps. In Luton and Loughton, they prefer it in wraps. They like a sarnie in Chester with a nice cup of tea. Or they serve it on crackers in the kitchens of Lee. Laden it with mustard, chutney, mayo or a dill. Dice it, slice it, grate it or watch it melt under the grill. From Birmingham to Bristol, from Liverpool to Lytton, you'll find Cathedral City in the shopping bags of Britain. Cathedral City, the nation's favourite cheese.
You love our music. You love our presenters. Now you might be the person to help us make sure our clients love us just as much. At Metro Radio and Magic 1152, we need short-term maternity cover for a position within our sales support team, starting from the end of April for up to 12 months. You'll be a good communicator, have great attention to detail, as well as planning, admin and computer skills. You'll be on the front line working in an exciting, fast-paced, busy environment, helping our successful sales team deliver great results and exciting creative solutions for our local clients. If you think you could be a valuable member of the team, apply in writing by email to supportjob@metroandmagic.com.
Spring's finally here, so for the part of you that's itching to get into the garden, the Sunday Times brings you our comprehensive DVD guide to growing the perfect veg and gardening gloves for every reader worth £15 for free. Plus, read our exclusive Seeds of Success feature in Home. So, whether you're looking to tackle King Edward potatoes, Chantenay carrots, or sweet fire beetroot, get our exclusive guide and free DVD this weekend. The Sunday Times, for all you are. Redeem at participating M&S stores.
Missed out on scrappage? Now you can save even more with Swappage from Vauxhall. A brand new scheme where owners of cars over 7 years old can save £3,000 or more. It couldn't be simpler. Take your old car to Evans House or Vauxhall and you can now swap it for a brand new 1-litre Corsa S3 door from only £7,491 or a new Astra 1.4 exclusive from only £11,491. That's Vauxhall Swappage from Evans House or Vauxhall. Ends March 31st. Savings based on list price. Terms and conditions apply.
Done your homework, my mum likes to say. Got your bus pass, your lunch, seriously, every day. Remind me to remind you, says Dad, there's something good on TV. Made me think of you, so don't forget to remind me. Don't forget your scarf, it's chilly outside. And don't forget the next jab against cervical cancer, I replied. It's cool, Mum, I'm on the ball. Because I remembered without being reminded at all.
You need all three HPV jabs to be armed against cervical cancer. Visit nhs.uk/HPV or call 0845 602 3303.
You could search the earth looking for love or find it right on your doorstep with Metro Radio Dating. That's because Metro Radio Dating have loads of local people like you looking for fun, friendship and love. Find someone special that's just right for you. They might be a lot closer than you think. Go to metroradio.co.uk and look for the dating link. Paolo, in for Alan on Night Owls.
He tried to touch my wiener. Come out with your pants down!
I do the ass kicking around here!
Yeah, welcome back to the Night Owls. Yes, it is Paolo sitting in for Alan, who is busy tonight. But don't worry, he'll be back tomorrow night. And besides, I'm here and you should want to speak to me anyway, so give me a call. 0191 488 3188. Leanne is taking your calls right now. So the BA strikes have happened. They're happening right now. It's a 3-day walkout at the minute. There's going to be another 4-day walkout from March the 27th. Has it affected you? Give me a call. Let me know. Do you think it should be happening? Whose side are you on? And the Barclays president, Bob Diamond, the Barclays Bank president, has landed a £63.3 million pay package. So they're still at it. I want your views on that too. Give me a call, whatever you want to talk about. It's the Mighty Night Owls. We're a very powerful show, you know.
My father bought an ice machine.
Uh-huh.
And it couldn't get fitted for red tape. And I came on the, you know, I phoned Night Owls. And you sort of like said, well, look, Howie, look, if there's anybody listening, can we get this ice machine fitted into the ward?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the next day, it was fitted.
Brilliant.
So I was just trying to tell you the power of Night Owls.
Yeah, we're still getting stuff done. That's a good thing.
The Night Owls doing good things for good people. Now, have you ever been beeped at by a learner driver?
We're in front, I was like, they're slowing us down, because it was
I think the lights had changed and they just weren't moving. And I was like, oh, wait, but it was one of them. You know, like, they just didn't look like they should have been driving.
How embarrassing to be beeped by a learner.
I know, in a proper car and everything.
I love that.
I thought I was free.
That's fantastic. And he's just getting ready to go, who's that? And he looks behind us, the British School of Mourning.
Well,
you're a crap driver, says the learner behind. That's the ultimate slap in the face. Fantastic.
There you go. Now, a few of the things I want to talk about tonight. What is it that makes attractive, intelligent girls go for chavs? Well, I say chavs, you know, bad lads, bad boys. What is it? I've got a good friend. She's beautiful, very attractive girl. She's only ever been out with idiots. What's that all about? Also tonight, I want to talk about music piracy. It's been in the news quite a bit again this week. The government are hoping to introduce a new law, which is going to crack down on it. You might see you getting your internet cut off if you do it too much. How do you feel about it? Do you think music should be free? Do you think the music industry is actually better off because of piracy? Seems to be a lot more people going to gigs, going to festivals, seems to be doing okay. Is it just the record industry that's suffering? What do you reckon? Give me a call. Let's have a chat about it. But last week, we spoke of something slightly different. Lucozade.
Because the chemical used to create it is linked to hyperactivity.
What? Right, they've been giving us Lucozade for years, saying...
Why have they been giving us?
To give us energy and to get us...
Exactly.
To make us hyperactive.
Exactly. Is that not defeating the poor boys?
But that's the whole... You can't take that out, then it wouldn't be... What colour would it be? Because they always say that Coca-Cola, apparently, is... Is it brown? It's a colour that you wouldn't expect, anyway. Yeah. It's not that black kind of...
No. Well, sunset yellow, apparently, is yellow, the colouring agent.
Yeah, because you couldn't imagine having a bottle, one of those shaped Coca-Cola bottles full of yellow.
No.
No.
Exactly.
No, you wouldn't do that.
No, do you find that the Coca-Cola, if you still drink it, tastes better out of the glass or out of the plastic or out of the can?
I'm a Diet Coke man, but...
Diet Coke break.
You can tell I'm obviously a Diet Coke man. I do genuinely think... Not the bottle, mind. I'm a glass... Because it's more fizzy in the bottle. And if you go glug with a bottle...
Mm-hmm.
All the froth just goes...
Or if you've got your gerb over the end, it comes up your schnoz, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess it could do. It's Paolo in for Alan on the Night Owls, one night only. Get your calls in right now. Now, you've had 30 minutes to get your calls lined up. All the regular Saturday Owls are lined up, ready to go. So what I'm going to do now, which I was always going to do, is open it up to everybody else. Because it's a special night, my one chance doing the show, and I want to chat to everybody, okay? So even if it's not your night, Saturday night, even if it's not your usual night, and you called up earlier in the week, don't worry, you can ring again right now. Line up your call for tonight. It won't affect you next week. You can still go on with Alan next week. Not a problem. Give us a call right now, anybody who wants to speak to us about anything at all. 0191 488 3188. Now, someone who may want to take me up on that offer is my good friend Neil, who was on earlier in the week when I played my ukulele for him. I'll tell you what, Neil, is it okay with you if we do When I'm Cleaning Windows? Because I've got the music to that.
Yes.
How about that?
Do you know the song, Neil?
I'll try and la-la with it.
Oh, let's all la-la.
Well, I can sing along with this one.
We'll la-la together. Yeah, definitely.
La-la.
Let's all right. Binny, are you ready to la-la?
I'm ready.
Okay, right, we're all ready to la-la.
Quick intro and then we're in. Yeah. Let's get cracking. All right, here we go.
That's good.
I'm not great, but it's... Here we go, yeah.
Impressive.
When I've got cleaning windows to earn an honest spot, Laura knows a pocket's an interesting job. No, it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you could see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows.
Yeah! That was excellent. Your la-las were the best, Neil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really good, really good.
That was brilliant. Well
done,
Paolo. Thanks,
not bad for the first time, eh?
That's really...
I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street, so certain little lady comes by. Oh, me, oh, my, of a certain little lady gone by.
He is one of a kind. That's Neil. In fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I want to play what I think is one of his finest performances from the last few weeks. Do you remember when he did this a couple of weeks back?
Postman, oh, with the postman, no candy. Oh, man, throw the matter for me, Mr. Cole. Oh, come on, you little man. Still on the bed, so just wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh, Mr. Cole, whoa, whoa, whoa. Come on, it's still in the best.
Hey, that was amazing.
Wow.
That, I'm sorry. You did a song over Christmas called Walking in the Air, Neil, that we thought was fantastic. That was as good.
One of our most popular night owls, that's Neil. He's normally on a Tuesday night. He's welcome to call up tonight, of course, if he wants to get on. Little sing-song for a Saturday night, why not? Something else I've got coming up later on, I've got a Disney mix later on in the show. All your favourite Disney songs, past and present. How about that? So give me a call. It's 01914883188. Now, someone who usually comes on Saturday night, young Jordan, he was on last week, and he was talking about discipline.
How do your parents keep you in check then, Jordan?
Well, I'm normally good, because I'm a very good boy. But I think it's a good thing that parents can't, like, do much physical punishment, because there's a lot of child abuses here. Mm-hmm. So if they could, then it would just give them an excuse. But I do think that parents need to think of some ways to discipline their children. Because, well, like, my sister's sometimes a naughty girl, and she often gets away with it.
Right.
But she wouldn't come and feed the rabbit the other day, so I took her Nintendo DS off her to discipline her.
Right.
And I hid it from her, and she said, I don't care. And then after 3 days, she came and did the rabbit.
Right.
Because she, like, she'd been disciplined, and then she got it back, so now she does them.
Right. You're right what you say, but in days gone by, probably your parents' generation, I'm guessing, I would imagine your mum or your dad would have had had their behind smacked, if not lashed with canes and belts and stuff. Their mum or dad probably slapped their legs or slapped their backside. And it's just strange because from a generation that took that for granted, all of a sudden you can't discipline your child like that. The best you can do is try and take something off them and hope that that's enough.
There you go, that's Jordan. Smart kid. So what do you want to talk about? Get yourself heard around the world. Metro Radio, it's the Night Owls. Paolo sitting in for Alan for one night only. Now, one other thing I do want to talk about tonight is why things are just so slow these days. Now, I've tried to buy a few things off the internet, all right? So this week, I tried to buy a new laptop. It's going to take 1 month to arrive. A month. What's that all about? I got a phone line, I moved house, got a new phone line put in. 3 weeks I had to wait for a phone line. And to get the internet running, 3 weeks. Got a sofa. 5 weeks I've got to wait for a sofa. Why are things so slow? I thought the idea was that we used to go to shops, buy something and take it home. Isn't that how it's supposed to work? Why are things taking so long? What's happening? But of course, as I said, part of my job is to sing, write and sing silly songs. And another very silly song, I don't even know why I sang this one, a very silly song that I did for the Allovision Song Contest last year, was all about my Prince Albert ring. Stop. Put my Prince Albert down. I have to put it away. Drop. Just pull your trousers down. I have to have my own way. Want me 'cause I do it good. I practiced a lot by myself. I'm a producer locked away. So sad and lonely all by myself. But now I'm out of my box. I've never had crabs or pox. In fact, I look after my Chinese thing. My Prince Albert, it rocks when I get out of my box. For a woman, I would do anything.
Eee, that's a whopper, isn't it? It must be at least 8 carats. And it's got a right shine on it, too.
Girls like to pull my Calvins down, trying to see that thing. You would like to polish it or have a filthy old fling. I shine it up each day, impaled through my big end. I ran it through to help me do all the girls I get all by myself. But now I'm out of my box with my gold points Albert rocks. It's such a shiny and fabulous thing. It's glowing every night. It's such a wonderful sight. For ladies, I would do anything. La la. Jump up and down, so say you'll have us play. This special jewelry makes me quite the man about town. Cause now I'm out of my box. I'll have girls out of their frocks when they catch glimpse of my shiny new thing. Oh yes, it opens your eyes and can be quite a surprise. Oh, how I love my gold Prince Albert ring. Hey, hey. There you go. Paolo's Prince Albert ring. Thank you very much. But whatever it is you want to talk about, you should be giving me a call right now. 01914883188. Leanne is taking your calls. It's Paolo presenting Night Owls, one night only. Get your call in, get yourself heard. This is Metro.
Social Care is all about helping people in their everyday lives. People who need a little extra help to maintain their independence. Here's care assistant Debbie.
I care for older people and make a difference to their lives by meeting their day-to-day needs. My job is very satisfying. As long as you are caring, kind and able to listen to people, you are halfway there.
In many cases, you don't need qualifications to start, and there are great opportunities to qualify and progress while you earn. Get more out of life. Help someone get more out of theirs. For more information on working in social care and the chance to win £1,000 for your nominated charity, see metroradio.co.uk.
Join a Weight Watchers meeting today and you'll soon start picking up new habits like Lucy here.
I've learned to chew stuff that's more filling so I don't pick between meals. And I can still treat myself to a drink without going off track. Cheers. So now I've learned how to lose weight and keep it off.
Find your nearest meeting at weightwatchers.co.uk. Join Weight Watchers today and get free registration and your first meeting free too.
Free registration and weekly meeting fee waived for first week only. Offer ends 3rd of April. Excludes Northern Ireland.
My name's Mark. I live in Hebburn with me mates Baz and Tim. I'm a biker. I've got a Yamaha R6 and I work at the law courts in Newcastle. To get there, I take Shields Road up to Hewarth Roundabout. I go straight up the Felon Bypass through Gateshead and over the bridge into the Toon. I got a picture of a semi-naked angel on me petrol tank. Baz painted it. If you're driving that way, look out for us. Cheers.
Think bike. Think biker. Think Mark.
Visit Summerfield and the Cooperative for your chance to win the Ultimate Football World Tour, flying you and three friends business class to Madrid, Los Angeles, Sydney and Tokyo. Enjoy 3 weeks in five-star accommodation with a match in each city. To enter, spend £20 or more in-store. Pick up an entry leaflet and mail it in with your receipt at Summerfield and the Cooperative. Ends 31st of March, minimum age 18. Full terms and conditions at goodwithfood.co.uk.
Spring's finally here. So for the part of you that's itching to get into the garden, the Sunday Times brings you our comprehensive DVD guide to growing the perfect veg and gardening gloves for every reader worth £15 for free. Plus, read our exclusive Seeds of Success feature in Home. So, whether you're looking to tackle King Edward potatoes, Chardonnay carrots, or sweet fire beetroot, get our exclusive guide and free DVD this weekend. The Sunday Times. For all you are. Redeem at participating M&S stores.
Paolo on Alan Robson's Night Owls.
You're the best friend a guy could ever have.
He wants to have sex with me so bad.
Welcome to the Night Owls. Yes, it's Paolo sitting in for Alan for one night only because he's busy tonight. He's otherwise engaged. So all the usual stuff tonight. We've got a ghost story coming up later on, which is very good, actually. It's pretty much three stories tonight, and they're very scary, of course. So look forward to that. I've also got Rough Cuts on the way later as well. We've got Bodie's Saturday Surgery. We've got a Disney mix of great Disney music. And I've also got loads of stuff to give away. I've got Kids in Glass Houses tickets. That's Sunday the 2nd of May at Newcastle University. So if you want those, you just need to come on air, have a chat with me, and just say that you want them. I've also got Foles tickets here. Pair of tickets for that one as well. That's Friday the 30th of April. That's again at the Newcastle University Union. So if you want those, just say you want them, and you can have them. First come, first served. How about that? And finally, we've got the top prize tonight, which I'll be telling you about in about 15 minutes. You'll get your first clue. And it's a paintball prize. I've got 8 tickets here for you. It's worth about £200, this, for 8 of you to go paintballing. And you get your gun, you get, well, everything you need to go paintballing, really. And there's various different places around the country. There's three in Newcastle alone, I think. And then they're all spread around the northeast. So dead good, dead easy. If you like paintballing, that's going to be for you. Stay tuned, and I'll be telling you exactly how you can win those very soon. But first of all, we have to head over to Bedlington, and we speak to Jordan. Are you there, Jordan?
Hello, Paolo.
Hello there. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thanks.
It's good to speak to you.
Good to speak to you, too.
Yeah, it's a bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
Bit of a change.
Yeah, but, well, we know where Alan is, don't we?
Well, do you think we do? See, we can't say too much, can we? I think some people have got a slight idea where Alan is.
Yeah, we'd best not say.
We'd best not say, had we? But, hey, he deserves it. He's always at work. He needs a night off, doesn't he?
Yeah, and well done to him.
Well done to him, and good luck to him. I hope he's having a good time.
Yeah,
I'm sure he is as well. So what do you want to talk about tonight then, Jordan?
Right, well, just before I start talking, I want to say congratulations to young Elvis, uh-huh, who calls in on Wednesdays, I think it is.
Yeah.
Because he was on the news for winning an award. Because he does a Tuesday club at a school.
Right.
And like for disabled people, and he got an award for it.
Oh, that's
so congratulations
tremendous.
Congratulations to him.
Congratulations to him. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about that. That's excellent. I didn't even know he did that. What a great thing to do.
Yeah.
And really nice that he's been recognised for that. Well done.
And I want to say me hellos before I start the call so I can finish on something funny.
All right, then. That sounds good to me.
Right. Hello to Stanley, Erin, Susan, Max, Cult of Ange, Neil from Bedlington, Cork, Caitlin, Carly, Richard, Stephen, Paul, Linda, Danny, Davey, Young Elvis, Heather from Peter Lee, Kerry, Thomas, Joe and Johnny.
Very good. Hello to all of you.
Right.
All
now,
right,
you know the torture thing that you and Alan did?
Yeah.
Well, that was really awesome, so thank you very much for doing that.
You're very welcome. We had you in mind, you know, when we did it. We knew you'd like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was great, actually. You must have been to a place like that before. Have you been to those dungeon places?
Well, I've been to Chillingham at Halloween.
All right, yeah.
And that was really good.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to have a proper look around because there was so many people there.
I see.
Because there was like hundreds.
Yeah, there would be. No, this torture museum we went to, it's horrible, actually. I mean, when you look at these torture devices, it's pretty disgusting. But at the same time, there's something about it that just intrigues you. And you kind of, I don't know, you just stare at these things and just imagine what actually went on back then.
Yeah, because it would have been horrible, but it's still just really interesting to think about what they would have been like.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Why do we find that sort of thing fascinating?
Yeah.
Because it's disgusting, isn't it, really?
Very disgusting, usually.
I find some things like that difficult to watch. You know, have you seen Braveheart?
No, I haven't seen that.
Well, there's a scene at the end of Braveheart where, I don't want to ruin the story for anyone who's not seen it, but basically there's a torture scene, and it's pretty graphic and it's pretty gruesome. You kind of see his face more than anything else, and you're kind of imagining what's happening to him, but he's essentially getting drawn and quartered. And it's horrible, absolutely horrible. But it kind of stuck with me, that. Gave me nightmares.
I don't think I'll watch it then.
No, no, don't get me wrong, it's a great film, but I just find it a bit difficult watching things like that sometimes. But yeah, this torture museum, I have to say, was very interesting.
Yeah, where was it?
This was in Amsterdam when we were there last week.
Oh!
Yeah. So that's what we played to you last week. That was actually recorded in Amsterdam.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, it was really cool.
Cool, I'm glad you liked it.
Right, I've got two things to talk about before going on to the...
The funny thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've got my torture thing before that.
All right, okay, great.
Right, first of all, you know this new drug?
Yeah, methadone.
Yeah, I've heard of methadone before, but I haven't heard of that other name for it.
What, Meow Meow?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I think it's called Cat as well. It's got loads of different sort of names. It's the same thing, essentially.
I just don't understand why people take drugs, though. Because, I know if their friends are telling them to take them, then, they're going to want to, but it's just stupid because it's going to kill them or it's going to have really bad effects on their life. Just because our friends are doing it doesn't mean they have to be like sheep and follow them.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. That's very, very wise words. I don't know why it happens. I think, like Alan was saying the other day, it's kind of when you've had a few drinks. If you've been, I know you're too young to sort of do that sort of thing yet. But if you ever do start drinking alcohol and you go out with your friends and I don't know, you kind of get into this situation where someone does it and then they're egging each other on, and it's ridiculous, really. It's absolutely ridiculous. But I guess there's this whole peer pressure thing and bravado thing, especially with guys. If one person does it, you don't want to be shown up, so you kind of want to do it as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're right, though. It's absolutely stupid, isn't it?
Very stupid. People should just really have more sense and not just follow their friends.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But there would be better people if they didn't just do what everybody else did and they did their own thing.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I mean, I went to university and people, I knew people who were doing drugs because it happens, you know. Everyone kind of, when you get to a certain age, you kind of know people who have done drugs in the past. And I was subject to a fair amount of peer pressure myself from people saying, oh, go on, try this, try that. But for me, I thought it made me not just a better man, but it just kind of, I thought it was more impressive to actually go against that and just not do it.
Yeah, and it would be because... Like, you're just following, like, a sheep, if you do.
Mm.
And that doesn't make you any more, it doesn't make you any more special than everybody else. But if you don't do it, and you go against everybody else and what they're telling you to do, then that really makes you, quite good.
Yeah, I think that makes you seem the better person, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you're the individual. You're the individual then, aren't you? Because you're, like you say, you're not being the sheep.
Yeah, and it's better to be an individual and just be like everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And... These drugs in particular, this methadone thing, it's scary because no one really knows what it is. I think people take these drugs, they don't even know what it's going to do to them. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, but, we do learn in school, but I think most people just don't pay attention.
Mm.
And they just take them, regardless of what it's going to do, because they think it's cool.
Yeah.
So, if people stop showing things like drugs as something cool and what you should do, then people would probably stop taking them. Because they only take them because they think it makes them look good.
Yeah, I think you're right. So what do you think, if it was made illegal, because of course this methadone's actually legal, isn't it? But
is
if it was made, it is, it's legal, it's a legal drug, they call it, a legal high. There's quite a few of them available. But it's only legal because it hasn't been made illegal yet, if you see what I mean. So every drug when it first starts out is legal because it hasn't been made illegal. It doesn't mean that it's any safer than an illegal drug, if you get my meaning.
But even if it was illegal, then people would probably still take it because most of the time when they're taking drugs, they don't care whether it's legal or not because they think they're not going to get caught.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair point. Yeah, so if it was made illegal, it wouldn't really make any difference, would it? Because, you know, ecstasy's illegal, cocaine's illegal. Does that stop people doing it? No, they still do it.
Yeah, there needs to be something, other than the law, that's going to stop people doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. And you might be onto something there. It's about how people view it, isn't it? Because if people view it as being cool, if their friends are doing it and they think, oh, I'll be cool if I do this, well, that's the problem right there because it's not cool. It's not cool at all. We've got to kind of change that image, haven't we?
Yeah, because it's just shown it as a popular thing.
Mm.
And, most people just want to do what's popular.
Yeah.
So the government really needs to do something to change that.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It's difficult, though, isn't it? It's difficult knowing how to do it. And people, at the end of the day, are always going to do things that are wrong because people are always going to rebel and people are always going to be naughty, aren't they?
But the thing is, most people do it copying off other people. So if you showed that it wasn't cool to copy off people, then it would only be the people that are doing it, like, independently. It wouldn't be the people that are copying off other people doing it.
Yeah.
And that would get less people to do it.
Yeah, so that's what we've got to do. We've got to change people's view on it, haven't we? They've got to, people have got to understand that copying other people is not cool when they're doing something stupid.
Yeah, but it would be a really hard thing to do. And I don't think a government could do it.
No, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, but it would need to be done through, like, the best way to do that would be to get, like, things like all the popular companies and everything, and they would need to advertise against it rather than the government, because people actually listen to them.
Yeah. And maybe, and celebrities as well. People listen to celebrities, don't they?
Yeah.
You need, if celebrities all kind of, it's about changing this perception, I guess, and if you have enough people in respective positions telling people that it isn't cool and making people realise it isn't cool, we've got to make it uncool, haven't we, to copy people who do drugs. We've got to make it uncool, and then they won't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough one, though, but, yeah, I think I see your point anyway. Cool. So what else, then?
Music piracy.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Well, I used to be very against that, but now I don't really care, because music companies make loads of money anyway, and it isn't really going to make any difference if people do, like, if people do piracy with our music. But it's still wrong, because they are the ones that are making it, and all the ones that deserve to, like, get all the profit and everything from it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of different sides to this, isn't there? I think music piracy, there's loads of different arguments, basically. Now, is it really doing the music industry any harm, for starters? Because, all right, people make music, okay? Artists make a song. Now, they'll get signed to a record label if they're good enough, and the record label will sell the records, make a fortune, and then they'll pay the artist some money. All right, now, that's all well and good, but what about the artists who don't get signed and you never get to hear their music because it's not played on the radio, you never see it on television? What happens to all that music? And in the past, I don't think we ever really got to see or hear that music because we had no way of getting to it. But with things like the internet now, and I guess with MySpace and different websites that have, you know, all this different ways of accessing music from all over the world, we're now able to get to that music, and I guess we can, if we want to, we can hear all sorts of different music we'd never have got to hear before. So that's one side of it, if you see what I mean. But the actual music piracy, where people are stealing music, it is stealing, essentially, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they're stealing it, and so the people who make those records aren't going to get paid for those particular records, are they? But on the other side, they are going to get, more people are going to hear their music, because more people are going to download it, albeit illegally, but they're going to get their music out to more people. And if they do it wisely, they could perhaps make more money off selling merchandise, off selling gig tickets. And do you know what I mean? It's like you can still make money, can't you? Even if it's not off the individual songs that they're buying. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. And I think, like, for stuff like that, it would be okay. And, like, for people whose music you don't really hear, then if more people heard that, then that would be a good thing. But when it's just taking our music and sticking it on the internet so that they're going to make no money at all, then that isn't really a good thing.
No, it's not. It's not a good thing, is it? But if you're wise with it, I think a lot of pop stars and music makers have become cleverer with this over the last few years, and they've found other ways of making the money. So basically, yeah, I think there's a lot more people going to gigs now. From my experience, there's a lot more people going to see live music and obviously paying for the privilege. So they can still make their money, if you see what I mean, even if it's not through the traditional sort of ways of selling music and selling records.
Well, a lot of bands and stuff, they can make music from live music. Mm-hmm. I mean, can make money from live music.
Yeah.
But there are some styles of music where live music isn't going to sell. So then, if you just put that on the internet for free, their only way of making money would be selling records and stuff. And then if they couldn't do that, they wouldn't be able to make any money.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm not sure which particular types of music you couldn't sell live, but I mean, I guess you're right. I suppose though, they could always sell DVDs, perhaps, or there must be other merchandise that they can sell and still make money from this.
Well, it would be hard because anything like DVDs and CDs and everything, then people would just be able to steal that as well.
Well, that's true, yeah.
But if it was like I don't know, like books or something, then they could still make money from that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're having to find different ways because whether we like it or not, I don't think music piracy is going away. Because the government are saying they're going to bring in a new law and they're really going to crack down on it. Because let's face it, this has been going on now for probably, 14 years? 13, 14 years people have been downloading music. And I just can't see it going away because there's always going to be someone, a hacker, who's going to come up with a new way of doing it. Even if the government find a way of working out how to sort of prosecute people, there's always going to be a new way of doing it. So I think record producers and record labels have had to come up with new ways of making money from this. And whether that's giving it away for free on the internet, which we're seeing now, so you've got websites like We7 and MySpace, basically you can stream music for free. But what's happening now is you'll get adverts in between the music. So you can go online, you can listen to whatever you want, but you'll have to hear a bit of an advert in between it. All right? So doing that, then they can still make their money and the artist of that music can still get paid some money. And basically, everyone's a winner because the public want the music for free. That's obvious. Otherwise, they wouldn't be downloading it illegally.
And so that's a good way of doing it. But there's always going to be people who think they can't just steal the music and put it on the internet for free with no adverts or anything. And they can't just take it and put it on the internet and let everyone use it.
Yeah.
And they're always going to be doing that. So,
yeah.
Like, there'll never really be a way to stop it. So companies need to make a way of making money from it rather than trying to stop it.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the key. I think you're totally right with that. That's what needs to happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we want our music for free, don't we?
Yeah.
It might not be right, but that's what we want. So that's what's going to have to happen.
Yeah. I just hate buying music.
Yeah.
Better to listen to it for free.
No, I know what you mean, and I don't illegally download music, of course. I wouldn't. How could I say that on the radio? Of course not, but I know people who do, and they're not going to stop. I'm fairly sure they're not going to stop. So whether it's advertising or whatever, I think that's what needs to happen. I think they're going to have to get the music for free, and the music industry is going to have to find a way, as I think they are doing, of monetizing it so they can still make the money, the artists can still get paid. Because at the end of the day, it's their job, isn't it? They deserve to get paid.
Yeah, and they can't not get paid.
No, they deserve it, don't they?
Even if they do get paid more than most people, they still deserve to get paid for it.
Well, that's right. And I think in the past as well, people were getting paid too much, especially record labels. You know, I heard someone say this week, actually, that the music industry isn't suffering at all. It's the record industry that's suffering. Because it's the record labels who can't sell the records, and all these fat cats sat in the offices can't take their massive bonuses. Well, so what? They're not making the music. They're not the talented people making the music, are they? Do they deserve to make all that money?
Well, they should get some money, because if it wasn't for them, then the artists wouldn't really, like, get their music out to anyone.
Well, that's true. But now, with the internet, the way it is, the people are able to get their own music out, aren't they? You're seeing bands now. Wasn't that how the Arctic Monkeys started? One of the biggest bands, you know, they started by just going on MySpace and putting the music out there themselves. They didn't even have a record label.
Oh.
I mean, they do now, and obviously they're a much bigger band, probably because they have a record label, but they didn't when they started.
Well, but without record labels, then it would be harder to get their music out.
Yeah, possibly. It's certainly harder to get it on the radio, that's for sure, because radio stations still deal with record labels all the time. So, yeah, it is difficult, but it is possible.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not such a bad thing. Maybe we don't need a record industry. We just need a music industry.
But then there would be loads of jobless people without a record industry.
True, yeah. It would affect jobs, definitely.
And nobody would be able to, like, buy CDs anymore. And that would be a shame, because it's good to have them free, but it's nice to have a CD.
Do you think so? Yeah. I mean, do you think people are still buying CDs, really?
I've never really bought one, but I do think it's quite nice having them.
Mm.
To, like, just... I don't know, really.
I think their days are numbered, Jordan. I think the CD's days are numbered.
Yeah.
I think everything's going digital, well, going online, rather. So, it's people are downloading everything, and I think they're carrying around their MP3 players and their mobile phones, and it's all on there now, isn't it? I mean, do you really need CDs when you can carry around 50,000 songs in your pocket on a little hard drive?
Even if CDs are good, then they aren't going to last very long.
No, I think we're going to see the back of them. I reckon in the next 10 years, I think we'll probably see the back of them.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Very.
Yeah. So there we go. What else then, Jordan?
Right, before I go on to my torture method...
Yeah.
Could I just say, I was on Facebook and I've had a message from Danny...
Okay.
Who's called in once, and he wants to say that he's been ill, so he'll probably be back on next week.
Okay, then. That's good. I'll tell you what, then, before we go on to your torture thing, I'm just going to take a very quick break and we'll be straight back with you, all right?
Right.
Okay, then. Stay right there. We'll be back in just a second with more Jordan.
The magic is back with Nanny McPhee and the Big Bang.
The person you need is Nanny McPhee.
Emma Thompson returns as the extraordinary nanny who appears when she's needed the most and wanted the least.
I hear you've been naughty.
Experience the magic for yourself this Easter. For your chance to win a fun-filled adventure of your own in Los Angeles, just tell us what this mischievous child did next.
I had a bag of Bursi sweets, and I wanted to eat them. And I kept sneaking one and another one till they were all gone.
Go online at metroradio.co.uk with Nanny McPhee and the Big Bang in cinemas March 26.
Big Luke's is now open at Metro Centre Cube. We've had a makeover and are bigger and better than ever. Plus, our famous all-you-can-eat buffet now includes rump steak. To celebrate, we're giving you the chance to eat as much as you like at Big Luke's for free. Look out for the Big Luke's Big Cow around the Northeast. Get a photo with yourself and show your snap to our staff to claim your free meal. For terms, conditions and clues to his whereabouts, visit biglukes.com. Big Luke's, the latest dining experience at Metro Centre Cube.
You're already successful. You've got a proven track record in account management and new business development. You're doing well, but now you're ready for a new, exciting challenge. Ready to join the successful sales team at Metro Radio and Magic 1152. And here's your chance. We have a vacancy on our sales team, giving you the opportunity to work in a demanding, rewarding, fast-paced and creative environment in our Newcastle City Centre office. Supported by an award-winning commercial team, you'll be selling a portfolio of creative media solutions to local clients and agencies. Opportunities like this don't come up every day, so don't miss out. Send an email selling yourself to salesjob@metromagic.com.
My name's Mark. I live in Heaven with me mates Baz and Tim. I'm a biker. I've got a Yamaha R6 and I work at the law courts in Newcastle. To get there, I take Shields Road up to Heworth Roundabout. I go straight up the Felon Bypass through Gateshead and over the bridge into the Toon. I've got a picture of a semi-naked angel on my petrol tank. Baz painted it. If you're driving that way, look out for us. Cheers. Think bike. Think biker. Think Mark.
Missed out on scrappage? Now you can save even more with Swappage from Vauxhall. A brand new scheme where owners of cars over 7 years old can save £3,000 or more. It couldn't be simpler. Take your old car to Evans Halshaw Vauxhall and you can now swap it for a brand new 1-litre Corsa S3 door from only £7,491 or a new Astra 1.4 exclusive from only £11,491. That's Vauxhall Swappage from Evans Halshaw Vauxhall. Ends March 31st. Savings based on list price. Terms and conditions apply.
Rich and Cad.
The Big Top 40 Show.
So, Tiny Temper made it 2 weeks at number one.
Could Lady Gaga and Beyonce knock him off the top spot this week?
Plus, on this week's show, you could win a 40-inch Samsung TV and a Blu-ray home cinema system so you can host your own screening of the Twilight Saga New Moon, which is out on DVD and Blu-ray on the 22nd of March.
Sunday from 4.
Metro Radio. Paolo, in for Alan on Night Owls.
You know, he's got that beautiful heart, and he sees the good in everything, it seems to me. You know, the glass is not only half full, it's overflowing, and if not, he'll get the rest.
It's the Night Owls, and yes, it's Paolo in for Alan, because he's not here. And I've no idea what Alan's up to, actually. I've not got a clue. He's not been in touch.
Feels so bad.
I haven't got a clue. What are you laughing at, Leanne? Anyway, we're in the middle of a conversation with Jordan, who is back on the line. Hi, Jordan.
Hello again.
Hello
Paolo.
Again. Yes.
Right, I've got my torture method now.
Okay, then, great. Let's have it.
This one's really disgusting. It's called
A
Pair of Anguish.
Oh, dear.
The Pair of Anguish was used during the Middle Ages as a way to torture women who conducted a miscarriage, liars, blasphemers, and homosexuals. A pear-shaped instrument was inserted into one of the victim's orifices. The vagina for women, the anus for homosexuals, and the mouth for liars and blasphemers. The instrument consisted of four leaves that slowly separated from each other as the torturer turned the screw at the top. It was the torturer's decision to simply tear the skin or expand the pear to make its maximum to its maximum and mutilate the victim. The Pair of Anguish was usually very adorned to differentiate between the anal, vaginal and oral pairs. They also varied in size accordingly. Wouldn't have been a nice one.
Jordan, that is absolutely disgusting.
Told you.
That is absolutely foul. Leanne's looking very ill next door. She's even paler than usual. Horrible stuff.
No. Imagine having that, don't you?
I don't really want to, thank you. That's horrible.
Very horrible.
Oh, dear. Right, are we having a funny thing then? If we can possibly get away from that. I don't want to think about that anymore.
Right, I normally wouldn't have a funny poem, but... Well, I'm not very good at funny writing, but I've came up with a good poem. And this is a poem for Heather from Peterlee.
Okay.
Because it was sort of her idea. Because I asked on Facebook what kind of poem I should do, and she came up with the idea of a poem about my favourite food. But I have so many favourite foods that I decided to just do vegetables.
Right.
And then I came up with this.
Okay.
Right. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's have it.
One day I was walking past a closed market stall. Psst, over here, I heard someone call. Around I turned, but no one was there. But I heard a voice again saying, "Hey, I like your hair." I'm going crazy, I muttered to myself. But then I saw a carrot on an empty shop shelf. Over I walked, expecting someone to say boo. Who was talking? Was it you? Yeah, it was me, the carrot replied. I got such a fright I almost died. The carrot was staring, but not at me. The carrot seemed to stare at a lonely old pear. "Pear, come over here," he said. "Come meet my new buddy. I'll be right over, said the pear, who was dirty and muddy. "Hey, nice to meet you." Hi, I said, astounded, as I spied a bystander who seemed very dumbfounded.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Wow, that was brilliant.
Thank you. I love that.
I really love that. That was great. So you just wrote that this afternoon?
Yeah.
Wow, very good.
Thank you.
Very good indeed. Great stuff, Jordan.
Do you want any funny questions now?
Yeah, let's have your funny questions.
Right. When it rains, why don't sheep shrink?
Okay, yeah. Very good.
Would a fly without wings be called a walk?
Right, yeah. I think I do this, don't I? Yeah, that's probably appropriate, isn't it?
Where does the fire go when the fire goes out?
Yeah.
What's a question with no answer called?
A question with no answer called? Yeah, don't know. Yeah, okay.
If a missing person sees their picture on a poster that offers a reward, would they get the reward?
Right, very good.
If quizzes are quizzical, then what are tests?
Oh, dear.
Why is the word for a fear of long words hippopotamonstrosesquidipedaliophobia
so long? Easy for you to say. Right.
Why aren't there bulletproof pants? Can atheists get insurance for acts of God?
I like it. Very good.
Doesn't expecting the unexpected make the unexpected expected?
Ah.
Right, last two.
Mm.
If a Parsley farmer is sued, can they garnish his wages?
Yeah.
What do sheep count when they can't sleep?
Very good.
Right, now I've got some news articles and then some jokes.
Really good. All right, Jordan, let's have it.
Wedding couple take a plunge as the whole party is dumped in lake. Wedding couple Hoffman and Marley van der Walt, along with 80 guests, were dumped into a muddy lake as a wooden deck on which they were standing collapsed.
Oh, dear.
Hoffman and Marley van der Walt got married, but they really took a plunge.
Yeah.
The couple and about 80 wedding guests were dumped into a muddy lake when a wooden deck on which they were standing collapsed. One minute we were all standing together, waiting for the photograph to be taken, and the next thing I knew, I was underwater, said Hoffman's sister, Alice. It was pretty frightening at first. People tried to grab hold of each other for safety. Shocked bystanders dived in to help the guests, including the bride's wheelchair-bound mother, 88-year-old grandmother, and a baby thrashed about in water. But only one person was slightly hurt in the incident at the Dragon Peaks Mountain Resort in South Africa's KwaZulu-Natal province.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the dunging, Hoffman, 38, and Marley, 34, were determined their big day would not be a complete washout. Once everyone was back on dry land, the Durban couple asked the photographer to continue with the photo session, then took it into their wedding dinner as planned. Once they knew everything was okay, I mean everyone was okay, we found it all quite funny, said Alice. Hoffman had to wring out his socks, then the party started again. Some of the older guests were a bit shocked by it all, but in the end it was a fantastic party. At least it means they'll all have wedding photos they'll never forget.
Yeah, I should think so. Very good.
Google Street View catches God fixing West Midlands.
What, God fixing?
Yeah.
Catches God fixing the West Midlands?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
There's a picture of him with his pliers.
Really?
Yeah. Google Street View's roving camera has caught many strange sights in its time. And now it appears to have spotted God doing a bit of DIY as a giant pair of celestial pliers are pictured descending from the heavens. This spot of holy handicraft was captured by the Grooveview streetcar in Cradley Heath, near Dudley in the West Midlands, on the corner of Granger's Lane and Station Street.
Brilliant.
While at first everything looks normal, if you look up, you'll see an enormous pair of pliers emerging from the cloud. The pliers are also visible again a few streets away on Whitehall Road. It's not immediately clear exactly what about the Cradley Heath needed fixing so badly that it called for divine intervention. But any residents who have an idea what it could be are welcome to let us know.
Yeah.
The alternative explanation for the image, that someone was just fixing the camera and got picture by accident, can be dismissed on the perfectly reasonable grounds that it's boring.
Right.
Google Street View recently expanded from its original 25 cities to cover around 95% of the UK's roads, using both the camera car and a special Google trike to catch images in places where cars couldn't go, such as Stonehenge. The images led to another burst of Google Street View spotting, with web users coming across many bizarre new images, not least amongst this picture of a surprise seagull having a close encounter with Google's car's elevated camera in Brighton.
Brilliant.
Animal lovers worried about the seagull's fate will be relieved to know that checking the next image down the street reveals no sign of splattered seagull remains. You think it escaped unscathed.
I've seen that picture, actually. It's brilliant. It's literally right there in front of the camera.
Yeah.
It's great.
And it looks like the van was going towards it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? Yeah. Good picture, though. I love it.
It would have been scary to be the seagull.
Yeah, I know. And did you hear that today as well? The SAS headquarters have been put on Google Street View. The SAS, obviously, secret, top secret organisation. No one's supposed to know really where it is. They've put it on, not just did they put it on Google Street View, but they put a sign on it saying what it is.
But how did Google get the image? Because if they use a car and a trike, they couldn't have exactly got in very easily.
Well, I think it's just from the outside. They've gone all around the outside of it and obviously taken shots right around it. So if you go on Google Street View, you can actually basically walk all the way around the outside of the facility, so you could obviously work out exactly where it is. And well, it's a bit daft, isn't it?
Yeah, that's going to lead to some trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think if it's not been taken off already, it certainly will be getting taken off. But yeah, it happened.
I bet it looks really cool, though.
Well, it doesn't particularly, really. No, it just looks like, I don't know, a facility. Doesn't look that cool, but I guess it's top secret, isn't it? So I don't think it should have happened, really. Great. Anything else then, Jordan?
I've got another, I don't know how many, but I've got some more news articles and there's some jokes.
Okay, then.
Man's penis freed from metal pipe with industrial grinder. A man who got his penis stuck in a steel pipe had to be cut free by firefighters using a metal grinder after doctors and casualty could not free his genitals from their metal trap. Medics at Southampton General Hospital struggled to get the man's penis out of his stainless steel pipe because the restricted blood flow had caused it to become erect.
Oh, no.
Instead, they resorted to call in the Hampshire Fire and Rescue Service. The fire crew turned up with a special equipment unit from St. Mary's Station, Southampton, and several firefighters to help in what a spokesman understatedly described as a delicate operation.
Yeah, I should think so.
The firefighters used the 4.5-inch industrial metal grinder to cut the pipe from around the anesthetized man's penis.
Mm.
The penis was left bruised and swollen, but otherwise unharmed by its traumatic day. The man, thought to be aged 40, did not explain to hospital staff how exactly the pipe got stuck around his penis.
No, he wouldn't,
after he presented himself at the hospital's accident and emergency department on Tuesday morning. He was said to be quite concerned and anxious. Well, I would be now.
Well, I think you would be, wouldn't you? But, yeah, I'm not really surprised he didn't explain how it happened. I guess he must have just been walking along and tripped over and his pants accidentally fell down. And, yeah, that's not good, is it? Dear, oh, dear. Right, yeah, let's move on.
Children's TV channels replaced by Playboy soft porn.
What?
Youngsters watching children's TV channels in North Carolina got something rather unexpected on Tuesday morning when 2 hours of the Playboy channel was broadcast instead by mistake. A glitch at the cable company meant that between 6.15 and 8.15 a.m. on Tuesday, the kids on demand and preschool on demand channels weren't showing cartoons or educational programs. Well, it is educational, but were instead showing previews of adult shows featuring scantily clad ladies talking dirty.
Oh, my word.
The cable provider only learned of the mistake when parents called to report the unexpected soft porn. It took about an hour after they became aware of the problem for it to be fixed. Alex Dudley, Vice President of Public Relations at Time Warner Cable, said due to a technical malfunction, some adult programs have been diverted on children's networks.
Yeah.
We sincerely apologise.
Yeah. You know, this isn't the first time that's happened, actually. I've heard a story very much like that before. So it does happen, but, oh, no. And you wonder if someone, has someone done it as a joke? Has someone sneaked into the office and set the computer to do that as a joke? Or what? I mean, oh, that's awful, though, isn't it, really?
Well, it is not awful.
Well, it kind of is. I mean,
children's channels.
Yeah, but you don't really want kids sitting watching porn, do you? 8 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, my brother once got caught watching that.
What?
And he's 8 years old.
Oh dear! Oh dear! That's not good. That's too young. Stop it, naughty boy.
Your dad blocked the channels, though.
I should hope so. Dear, oh dear. Right. What else then?
Cold man breaks in the house, gets in bed with owner.
Mm-hmm.
A homeowner in Pittsburgh got an unpleasant surprise when a drunk reveller who had been at a Jay-Z gig broke into his house and climbed into bed with him.
Right.
Frank Fontana says that he was in bed at about 5:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning when he felt someone else get into bed with him. He says he asked if it was a woman who has the keys to his house, only to hear a deep male voice reply, "No, it's not." Fontana says he promptly grabbed a baseball bat and called the police. He kept the man who had broken in after attending a Jay-Z gig because he was drunk and cold and said he was looking for shelter at bay with a baseball bat until the police arrived. The 33-year-old intruder now faces charges of criminal mischief and criminal trespass.
Oh, my God. That is just... must be the scariest thing in the world, mustn't it? You're just lying there in bed and some drunk, cold guy just comes and gets in with you. That sounds absolutely awful. What a nightmare.
Naked Swiss brothel fireman speaks of bum anonymity fear.
Right.
The man who was forced to flee naked onto a window ledge after a fire broke out in a transsexual brothel has said he hopes his family won't be able to recognise him from pictures of his bottom.
Right, okay.
The man, identified by the Blick newspaper owner's Mammoth J, said that he was visiting a friend who works in the apartment in Basel, Switzerland, used as a base for transsexual prostitution, but insists he wasn't a punter. He told Blake that he had been friends with transsexual, identified only as Tamilo H, for 10 years and had been partying with him in the apartment. He then fell asleep only to wake and find the apartment was on fire. He was forced to escape to the balcony, where he was in full view of watching firefighters, TV crews and photographers. He was only persuaded to leave the balcony when firefighters promised to let him cover his face. "I just hope my family can't tell who I am from my bottom," he said. "I'm gay, but my family don't know about me, so I couldn't show my face," 33-year-old Mammoth, who Blake says works in a gay bar in Zurich, explained.
Right. I don't really know what to make of that one, Jordan. yeah. Okay, right, fine, good. What else, then?
Right, I've got three jokes now.
Okay.
And the first one, well, it's sort of, well, you'll know what I'm talking about when you hear it.
Yeah, it's not rude, is it?
Or no.
It's not rude, okay.
No, it's not rude. But.
And it's not racist?
No, it's not racist.
No, all right then, we should be okay.
It has something to do with Alan. Well, sort of where Alan is.
Where he lives?
Where he is.
Oh, where he is. Oh, I see, okay. All right, then.
I once met a Dutch girl with inflatable shoes. I phoned her up to arrange a date, but unfortunately she had popped her clogs.
Okay, very good.
A man, Bob, and his friend Joe went out hunting. This was Joe's first time ever hunting, so he was following Bob's lead. Bob saw a small herd of deer and told Joe to stay in the exact same spot he was in and to be quiet. After a few minutes, Bob heard a loud scream. He ran back and asked Joe what had happened. Joe said, "There was a snake and it slid across my feet, but I never screamed. There was this bear that came out of me and snarled, but I never screamed." "So what did make you scream?" Bob asked, exasperated. "Well," Joe continued, "two squirrels crawled at my pants and I overheard them say, 'Should we eat them now or take them home and eat them later?'"
Very good.
Right, last one. Wilma and her husband Barney go to church every Sunday. And during the service, Barney falls asleep. One afternoon, Wilma goes to the priest and asks what she can do. The priest hands her her needle and tells her to prick him with it every time he falls asleep. The next week at church, Barney falls asleep while the priest is talking, and the priest asks, "Who is our saviour?" Wilma pokes Barney with the needle and he yells out, "Jesus!" Soon after that, he goes back to sleep. The next question the priest asked was, "Who is Jesus' father?" Wilma pokes him with the needle and Barney yells out, "God!" and goes back to sleep. The last question the priest asks is, "What did Eve say to Adam after he impregnated her for the 99th time?"
Oh, no.
Wilma pricks him with a needle again and he yells out, "If you poke me with a damn thing once more, I'll snap it in half and shove it at your..." Boom.
Very good. Just about got away with that one, I think. Excellent, Jordan. Good
bye,
stuff.
Bye, Paolo.
Good speaking to you, mate. Excellent. Well done.
Bye.
We'll see you later. Bye-bye. There you go. There's Jordan. Great call. Loved it. That's my first call as well. How about that? And, very talented young kid. And the poem was great as well. Loved it. All right, quick break. We've got Frank from South Shields on the way next. And I need to give you your first clue as well to win the paintballing stuff because I'm a little bit late giving it. I know that. But we'll do that straight away after this.
The magic is back with Nanny McPhee and the Big Bang.
The person you need is Nanny McPhee.
Emma Thompson returns as the extraordinary nanny who appears when she's needed the most and wanted the least.
I hear you've been naughty.
Experience the magic for yourself. This Easter, for your chance to win a fun-filled adventure of your own in Los Angeles, just tell us what this mischievous child did next.
I had a bag of Percy sweets and I wanted to eat them. And I kept sneaking one and another one till they were all gone.
Go online at metroradio.co.uk with Nanny McPhee and the Big Bang in cinemas March 26.
You're already successful. You've got a proven track record in account management and new business development. You're doing well, but now you're ready for a new, exciting challenge. Ready to join the successful sales team at Metro Radio and Magic 1152. And here's your chance. We have a vacancy on our sales team, giving you the opportunity to work in a demanding, rewarding, fast-paced and creative environment in our Newcastle City Centre office. Supported by an award-winning commercial team, you'll be selling a portfolio of creative media solutions to local clients and agencies. Opportunities like this don't come up every day, so don't miss out. Send an email selling yourself to salesjob@metromagic.com.
Ice picks. Check. Snow kite.
Check.
Mountain board.
Shiggity check.
Bobsleigh.
Check.
And, huskies?
Check.
Lucozade Energy is giving you and your mate the chance to win an adventure every day. There are 90 to be won, so grab a bottle today and see where your energy takes you. Conditions apply.
Hello. If you know your credit score and how to manage it, there'll be no nasty surprises while purchasing your chaise longue or mobile telephone device.
And you'll know what they know before they know that you know. You know?
Yes, they know. So, why not join me now at my personal website, creditexpert.co.uk, to get your credit report and try the service free for 30 days.
New customers only. Monthly fee applies after free trial at creditexpert.co.uk.
So, what's so good about Job Centre Plus Employer Services then?
They let me advertise my job vacancies for free
on one of the UK's biggest job sites.
They help me rate my job ads,
shortlist the candidates,
and they even let me try out a potential employee at their expense.
And once I'd found the right person for the job, they gave me £1,000. How good is that?
Employer Services from Job Centre Plus. It pays to work with us. To find out if your company qualifies, text PLUS to 60777 or visit businesslink.gov.uk/itpays.
Paolo on Alan Robson's Night Owls.
Good news! I decided not to kill you!
Do you want to touch my monkey?
I want to be your fine, sweet-ass bitch.
It's the Night Owls, and yes, it's Paolo in for Alan tonight because he is not here. He is busy. He's taking a well-earned night off and doing fun things, hopefully. So that's good. So on the way, we have a ghostly story. He's done us a ghostly story. He's recorded it. It's ready to go. You'll be hearing that in about half an hour or so. So stay tuned for that. We've also got a Disney mix coming up later on. We've got Bodie's Saturday surgery. So ring Leanne now with any problems that you have, anything you want to talk to Bodie about, any problems. He's our medic. He's over in America. He's brilliant. He will help you out. Ring Leanne right now. It's 01914883188. And give me a call. We want to talk to you. Whatever you want to chat about, that's all good. Just give me a call, all right? Cool. So what we need to do now is the quiz, all right? So this is your What's It, which we do at the end of the show. So I'm going to give you your first clue now. It's half an hour late. I'm well aware of this. But, hey, that's the way it is. We were chatting with Jordan. You'll get your other clues later on throughout the show. And they will all make a word which goes before these other words, if you see what I mean. So you're going to get four words. There's a word that goes before that. And it'll all make sense, hopefully. It's a What's It. All right, so your first clue. Oh, and the prize, by the way, is this, which is paintball. So it's paintball from the Ministry of Paintball. You can go paintballing with seven of your friends, eight people all together. It's worth 200 quid, this. It's a great prize. I kind of want one of these myself, actually. Maybe I should have kept one. Anyway, that's what you're going to win. So the first clue is this. You want a word, okay? The first word you're going to get. This is the clue. They're long, thin, and slimy, and you find them in your garden. Okay, they're long, thin, and slimy, and you find them in your garden. So that's one clue down. You'll get your other three later on, and then at the end, there'll be a word that goes before that, and it'll all make sense. All right? Excellent. There you go. Next clue coming up shortly. On the line, we have Frank in South Shields. Hello there, Frank.
Hello there, Paolo.
Hiya, mate. How you doing?
Not too bad. How's yourself?
Yeah, all right, yeah. Enjoying it. It's good.
You're doing a good job, so Alan will be straight back tomorrow.
Oh, well...
You'll be feeling threatened. Mind, I nearly thought it was the Jordan show there.
Yeah, he was... Yeah, he likes to chat, doesn't he?
Have you ever had a parking ticket?
You know, I never have, actually, no.
Well, I've never had a one for 41 years driving.
Right.
And I got one at South Shields.
Oh, dear.
I'm disabled, I've fought it and getting it cancelled, like, but what to carry on? You know, I was parked in a loading bay to load.
Right.
Went in the shop for 3 minutes, left a note on because I saw the traffic warden hiding around the corner.
Oh, yeah, as they do.
Left the loading note on, left me disabled badge on. He sprinted out and took a photo straight away of the car, which he shouldn't be doing.
No.
As soon as I was in the shop, I had timed receipts. A girl shouted, there's a traffic warden at your car. So I rushed out at 9:13, a second or two after 9:13, which is on the timed receipts. Had a word with him and that. What an attitude he had. You know, absolutely disgraceful, arrogant young man. There were two guys outside the shop. It was the day that Argus issued their new catalogue.
Right.
On the 23rd of January.
Oh.
So there was two other guys there who were witnesses. But it's gone on and on. The procedure is they'll send you a fine. They just ignore everything you see. And I was saying, you can see me loading. He lied and said I wasn't loading. He could clearly see me loading. The girl brought the stuff out from the shop because I'm disabled. Mm. I'm parked properly in the loading bay to load. I loaded up and, you know, without going into all that, I drove away anyway. I had a word with the policeman. He said you're allowed 20 minutes to load in the bay. He was just a minute round the corner. I saw him, but he didn't want to get involved because parking now is dealt with by APCOE at South Shields, the private company. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wrote in and appealed. The guy in the office was very polite, Steve, I remember him. Complained straight away within a few minutes. He said, right, Ian, you should be all right, lad. Whoa. Was he right? Was he? Heck, you know, they send you straight out, oh, we don't believe a word you say, blah-de-blah. And I actually photographed the bay and discovered it's illegal. All loading bays have to be constructed exactly as per the traffic sign regulations and general directions 2002.
Right.
And they've got to be exactly like that. They've got to have loading only. They have to have a bay marked out with white paint to specific requirements. The loading only has to be a correct size and a correct space between the gap. This particular bay just has loading as if it's painted by a five-year-old child. It's at Smithy Street in South Shields, which is right outside Argus.
Okay.
Many people have been caught there. Anyway, I sent all the regulations in, and they just ignored it. So a guy scribbled the letter back. He doesn't can't even know the law and everything. Just ignored it. Said, if you don't pay this in 14 days, £35, you'll get a £70 ticket. Send everything in again. Then they sent back, if you don't pay the £70, you'll get a £105 ticket. Send everything in again, witness statements, timed receipts, everything. Nothing done. And they send you a letter saying, we refuse to communicate with you further. You know, this is a company that our community charge and that pays for them. They're disgraceful, anyway. Anyway, it finally got passed after I'd contacted the Civic Centre, the chief executive. It got passed to the contracts manager, David Scarlett, who's wrote to me, and they're now more or less cancelling the ticket. But the whole experience has took nearly 8 weeks, and it was an absolute disgrace how they conducted themselves. You know, they're just not conducting themselves in a proper manner. And I made some inquiries, being ex-forces myself,
mm-hmm.
and a traffic expert has actually looked at this loading bay over a year ago and deemed it to be illegal because it doesn't conform. So they told the council, and the council lifted enforcement, the suspended enforcement of the bay. So why APCOA are taking millions of pounds off motorists in traffic tickets when they know quite clearly that the bay is illegal? I don't know. But we had a walk around South Shields, me and a friend, and I couldn't find one loading bay that was legal.
You know,
and it's the same carry-on when you look at yellow lines and other bays and signs and all sorts. There's many, many anomalies that can get you off the tickets. And you'll probably have heard of Mr. Lou Paul. He featured on the television just the other day there, the solicitor that gets everybody off.
Well, I haven't.
You haven't? He's quite a clever guy and charges about £30,000 or something. But it's appalling that what's happening here, how the traffic wardens work. They're called civil enforcement officers now instead of traffic wardens. They're using the parking attendance book, which was issued in 1995. It isn't the law. It's nothing to do with the law. It's 10 years out of date. And they've got a bit of a thing what they do. If you're not seen to be loading continuously in 5 minutes, they put the charge on your window or the parking ticket, which is ridiculous. That's 300 seconds. I'm disabled.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Linford Christie could run into Argus and carry the six seven items that I'd pre-ordered out.
Sounds a bit unreasonable, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it does. And for the traffic warden to say, you know, a barefaced lie and saying you're not loading, and there's two witnesses that saw me loading, I was loading, and there was two other witnesses outside the shop too.
Right.
And they've just ignored everything, and they're just trying to force you to pay it. You know, they just don't listen to anything. I asked, is there any proper disciplinary procedure for traffic wardens? I'd like to take the matter further, because he gave me his wrong number in the first place, and I wrote it down. I said, I'm going to report you because you, you're so arrogant. You know, your attitude was disgraceful. There was no need for it. And you should have just walked away. You can see I'm loading. And they'll dean out, you know, his attitude. So I said, give us your number. He gave us his number. It was the wrong one.
Right.
I said, well, I'm going to report you now. Then he quickly gave me the right one.
Yeah.
You know, and then when he put the ticket on the window, I noticed he's crouching down and photographing the ticket. And he got down a bit more. He took at least 20 photos, and I didn't realise what for, but the reason he was doing it was so that he was down below the disabled blue badge.
Oh, right.
A disgrace. You know, I'm not giving his name.
We need to not do the number thing, the names or anything. I hear what you're saying anyway.
I've come to the end of it, Matt, but my point is anybody who has gotten a ticket there can get it squashed. Now, you have to write in to David Milbank, the South Shields MP, send a copy to the Chief Executive of the Civic Centre, and a copy to David Scarlett, the Contracts Manager at APCOA, the parking office at William Street. And they can get the ticket squashed. And if you have a blue badge, when the regulations came into force in 2002, they made a specific point that blue badge holders could park in a loading bay, but they forgot to include it when they sent the regulations round to all the councils. Now, you might remember last year, Sunderland had to pay all the blue badge holders the money back who were caught in a loading bay. It was quite a considerable sum of money.
Right.
Gloucester have paid hundreds of thousands back, and another county had to pay 350,000 back. That's just to the blue badge holders. But my point is, this company know that the bay doesn't comply with the traffic sign regulations and general directions, and the council were notified, and the council notified them over a year ago, so they shouldn't be charging people traffic tickets. You know, that should be stopped.
Right.
And bays should get put right.
Yeah.
So I hope something's done about it. Anybody who has gotten a ticket, as I say, if you write in to APCOA, the parking company, attention David Scarlett, he deals with it, the contracts manager.
Okay.
At William Street, send a copy to David Milbank, the South Shields MP, and you can drop a copy off for the Chief Executive. And if you have any hassle, send a copy to the Chief Constable at Northumberland Police at Pontyland, or the chap I was speaking to was Sergeant 777 at Milbank Police Station. He was handling my...
Right.
Getting that out of the way. But another thing, I think all the disabled people, everybody, they should write in to their MP and say, this business of, you've got to see somebody loading continuously for 5 minutes. It's ridiculous, because it's not the law. You still have the 20-minute rule, and they're trying to push forward that the PCN doesn't get issued and put on until 20 minutes,
you know.
And that young guy saw me go in the shop. I saw him there, he saw me, I left him a note to see I was loading. I was in the shop just 3 minutes.
Yeah, bit trigger happy, wasn't he? Bit trigger happy.
So that's that anyway, but anybody has a ticket, they'll get it back. Now, well, there's another little thing here, I hope you'll let me put this on, Paula.
Yeah, of course, go
I've
for it.
I've got a disabled friend of mine from Crook.
Right.
He went missing on Wednesday. The police are aware of it, and they've had appeals in the paper the last 3 days. His name's Jack Craggs, and he had a lot of friends. He has a serious back problem, and he's from Crook, but he has lived in Frostley and Stanhope and that. Now, we've been looking for him. He's been out 3 nights now, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is the 4th night. Now, he has a silver grey Vauxhall Frontera. The registration number is N for November, 880, C for Charlie, W for Whiskey, U for Unicorn, sorry. It's a silver grey, a bit like a Land Rover, but longish.
Right.
Now, he used to travel around Crook, Frostley, Stanhope and that. He might be up some track somewhere around Stanhope or Frostley or Woolsingham. If anybody's out with the dog tonight or tomorrow, can you please have a look around and try and see if you can see this car? And ring Crook Police Station, the number's 0345 6060 365. Because we urgently would like to find him. You know, he's in very bad way.
Yeah, he must be very worried.
Might have been stuck or something, you know, we've looked everywhere.
Yeah.
But anybody from Crook, Frostley, Stanhope, Woolsingham, Town Law, please, you know, have a look out tomorrow. Walk up any tracks where you think a Land Rover could get in that. It's a silver grey thing. He's an old fella, 59, serious back problem, grey silvery hair, wears glasses, medium build, and he was wearing a lumberjack-style red, green and white checked shirt, these lumberjack-type shirts, and a pair of black tracksuit bottoms with zip boots on. So any information, if you ring the police, 0345 6060 365, I would be... very pleased, you know, they're trying to sort it out as
well. Yeah, absolutely.
They've got the Mountain Rescue out looking.
Oh,
and
dear.
Thanks to Jamie, Billy, Reese, Jimmy C, Jimmy W, Zach, Ronnie, Ray, and Linda from Woolsingham, who've all tried the best to locate them, you know.
Yeah.
We've exhausted our ideas and that, but we're hoping to find them, you know. So thank you for letting me put that out.
Not at all, no. And you know, fingers crossed that he gets found. That's a horrible thing.
Thanks very much, Paul.
All right, Frank. Well, thanks very much for your call.
You're doing all right.
Thank you.
If Alan doesn't come back, you'll not get the job. Jordan will.
Well, you might have a run at it yourself, actually, Frank. I think struggled to get a word in with you as well, but there we go.
I wasn't on that long, but thank you very much.
No.
Anyway.
Thanks. Good to speak to you. Okay, then. All the best. There you go. There's Frank from South Shields. So, yeah, he liked to talk as well, I think, but he'd done his work, he'd done his research there, he'd done his work, didn't he? The parking ticket thing, it jumped a couple of times, you'll have noticed when you're listening. There was a couple of numbers and names that we're just not allowed to talk about, so if you heard it skipping, that's why. We just have to get rid of that. But, yeah, trigger-happy traffic wardens, they exist, we know they exist. What are your experiences? Give me a call, 0191 488 3188. Quick break, and next up we have Nelly in Amble.
Brickies in Bridgeport love it on bread. Students in Stockport toast it instead. The wags in the counties have it with leaves. Grated over macaroni is a winner in Leeds. We love it in our lunches, in our pack-ups, in our snap, in our stotties, cobs and sarnies, in our bagels, buns and baps. From Sittingbourne to Southport, from Hove to Hebden Bridge, you'll find Cathedral City is a must in every fridge. Cathedral City, the nation's favourite cheese.
Spring's finally here, so for the part of you that's itching to get into the garden, the Sunday Times brings you our comprehensive DVD guide to growing the perfect veg and gardening gloves for every reader worth £15 for free. Plus, read our exclusive Seeds of Success feature in Home. So, whether you're looking to tackle King Edward potatoes, Chantenay carrots, or sweet fire beetroot, get our exclusive guide and free DVD this weekend. The Sunday Times. For all you are. Redeem at participating M&S stores.
You're in the stands at Croke Park Stadium, Dublin, watching a Gaelic football match. Dublin win, and a player whips off his jersey and hurls it into the crowd. It lands in your lap, and you offer it to the fellow on your right, who insists you join him for a steak and Guinness pie.
Thanks,
a fellow on your left is trying to get people to go to the famous Duke Pub. Where will you go next? The Duke Pub, or for a steak and Guinness pie?
Now's the time to go find out with great deals at discoverireland.com. Like one night at Dublin's famous Clarence Hotel and two tickets to the Guinness Storehouse for under £127. Go where Ireland takes you. Based on two sharing a superior room, exchange rates may vary.
John, when you finish vacuuming this floor, can you do downstairs and the reception as well?
Okay.
Have a break. Have a Kit Kat. And you could win your own perfect break. Which could be a VIP trip to the Monaco Grand Prix, or choose from the many other fantastic prizes. Visit kitkat.co.uk/perfectbreak. Conditions apply, over 18s only, see pack for details.
Thing, but a terraced house in our street has blacked out windows, which is odd.
The thing is, the rest of his documents had different names on them.
But it just seemed far too much fertiliser for such a small plot of land. It's only...
Look, he may have been on the level, but why did he want to buy protective equipment?
He was asking loads of security questions, and then I discovered he didn't even work in that department.
On their own, they may mean nothing, but together it all adds up.
A terraced plot
may have been...
discovered...
We all have a role to play in combating terrorism. If you see anything suspicious, call the confidential anti-terrorist hotline on 0800 789 321. If you suspect it, report it.
You love our music. You love our presenters. Now you might be the person to help us make sure our clients love us just as much. At Metro Radio and Magic 1152, we need short-term maternity cover for a position within our sales support team, starting from the end of April for up to 12 months. You'll be a good communicator, have great attention to detail, as well as planning, admin and computer skills. You'll be on the front line working in an exciting, fast-paced, busy environment, helping our successful sales team deliver great results and exciting creative solutions for our local clients. If you think you could be a valuable member of the team, apply in writing by email to supportjob@metroandmagic.com.
Paolo, in for Alan on Night Owls.
Hello, 911 emergency. There's a handsome guy in my house. Oh, wait a second, cancel that. It's only me.
Yes, hi, it's the Night Owls and it's Paolo in for Alan tonight because he's not here, he's taking a night off. Well-deserved, of course. Don't forget as well, I've got tickets to give away. No one's asked for them yet, but if you want them, you just come on air, talk to me, ask for them. I've got Kids in Glass Houses. That's in Newcastle, 2nd of May. That's Sunday, 2nd of May. Kids in Glass Houses, if you want those, just come on air, ask for them. It's a pair. I've also got a pair of tickets to Foles. That's on Friday the 30th of April at the Newcastle University Union. Foles, if you like them, great band. Just come on air, have a chat with me and ask for them. First come, first served. It's as simple as that. We've got the ghost story on the way very soon. And we've also got your second clue, which is coming up. We've got a Disney mix later on as well. Loads of other stuff. Bodie Saturday surgery as well on the way, coming up very soon. So get your problems in now to Leanne, 01914883188. But next, I said Nelly from Amble. It's not Nelly from Amble because she's gone. So we have Kerry in Cramlington. Hiya, Kerry.
Hello, Paolo.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad, not so bad.
Cool.
Good to speak to you.
And you. Wow, you're doing a fantastic job, mate.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say so. Thank you.
You are doing fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Wow, you've had a good night, it sounds like.
I've not had to do much. I just sit here and listen at the moment. That's all I'm doing.
That's all you can do, but don't take too much worries on, Paolo, though.
No, of course not.
Don't take any worries on. If anyone gets to you, just say, look, I'm not interested. Just let it go over your head, son.
Oh, yes, of course.
That's the way I would teach them.
That's the way to do it, isn't it?
You've got to be hard, though, Paolo. That's the thing. You've
got to be firm with them.
You've got to be very firm, otherwise people walk all over you.
Well, thanks for your call, Kerry. Gotta go. All right, see you later. Right. I'm only joking.
You're getting better.
Oh, well, we'll get there. What have you got for us tonight then, Kerry?
It's my birthday today, Paolo, actually.
You're joking.
No.
Congratulations. Many happy returns.
Thank you, my dear.
So, have you had a good day?
I have. I've been out since 11 o'clock.
You're joking. 11 o'clock this morning?
11 o'clock.
That's a decent session, isn't it?
Isn't it? I've enjoyed it, though.
I bet you have.
I've been out for a meal tonight with my friends.
Yeah, so lovely.
Father Caddy night, we're on a few laughs and a few beers down. We're not going good as Mary.
Oh, that's lovely. That's what it's all about.
Loads of pressies and cards.
Very good.
I've had a great night, pal. I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad to hear that.
So you'll have to put it across the air to my birthday tonight. If anybody wants to wish us a happy birthday, they can do.
They're all waving. They're all wishing you happy birthday right now. Leanne's waving.
Hello, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. Are you there, Leanne?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, she's not really there. Well, she was there, but I can't hear her. Oh, well.
Oh, God love her. She's working hard behind the scenes.
She's really not, you know.
She's fantastic, Paolo.
She's not, though, is she, really?
She's my very best friend.
Is she?
She is.
Well, there's no accounting for taste, is there?
Oh, Paolo, you're my mate, too.
See, I love her, really. I've got to do this thing that Alan does where you hate the Night Owl girls. That's my job. That's what I've got to do.
So I've got to
be cruel.
That's rotten, Paolo. Stop.
Oh, no, I know. It's not good.
Lovely Night Owl's lasses.
Do you think so?
They're all great girls. Mm. The whole lot of them. Alan just doesn't know how lucky he has with the mind.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
He's very lucky to be alive, poor lad.
He's lucky to be alive.
He is. He works hard.
He does work hard. He's not working hard tonight. Well, he probably is working hard, but it's a different sort of work tonight, isn't it?
Oh, bless him. I hope he's all right. God love him. Thank you, Paolo. You're a good kid, too.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
You are. I hope you make more of these, Paolo. I hope you do come on a lot more.
That's very nice of you to say, though.
Thank you very much, Paolo.
Yeah, I should do, shouldn't I? Well, you never know. Maybe Alan will be taking more days off now he's got stuff to do.
Well, hey, that sounds cool to me.
Hey, you never know.
You'll have to send us a little prezzy, Paolo.
Send you a little prezzy?
Yeah.
You think you've deserved a prezzy already?
Yeah.
What do you want? I've got tickets, you know. You can have some tickets if you want.
Yeah. I want an 8 hours T-shirt.
Yeah. We haven't got any T-shirts.
Oh, no.
No. We need some, though, don't we? We used to have T-shirts.
CDs? Have you got any CDs, Paolo?
You know, I have got no CDs purely because Alan has taken his key with him for our cupboard.
Did you?
So I've got nothing at all. I've got a couple of tickets for some gigs, but if you're not interested in those, we're struggling a bit, to be honest, Kerry.
Last night I was out watching ABBA at the Whitley Bay Playhouse.
Not the real ABBA, surely?
No, it was like, you know, the tribute band to ABBA?
Yeah.
And it was absolutely electrical.
Electrical.
It was brilliant.
Wow.
Everybody was up and dancing and everything. I was like, whoa.
You've had quite a weekend, haven't you?
Wow,
already.
Hey, it's been cool.
Yeah, it's been great.
So I've been like non-stop partying and stuff.
Well, that sounds brilliant. You know, we saw an ABBA tribute the other week, actually. You know, we were over in Amsterdam a couple of weeks back, and we went over on the ferry on the DFDS, and they have an ABBA tribute on there as well.
Done it.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I must admit, it's not really my sort of thing, but it was great. And all the songs, they just come back to you. Even for me, who's not really into ABBA, I was dancing away. It was great fun. We loved it.
Oh, you've got to get them in, Paolo. These people were fantastic.
Oh, great.
We need to get them in and interview them.
Are they one of the best ABBA tribute bands around, you think?
Absolutely brilliant.
Excellent.
Get them on the air, Paolo, because they're absolutely fantastic.
So what were they called? Did they have a funny sort of tribute name? Because sometimes bands have funny names, don't they? Like By Jovi and, you know, for Bon Jovi and stuff like that. Did they have a funny ABBA name?
They just put, like, ABBA Forever on it.
Just ABBA. ABBA Forever, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it does what it says on the tin, doesn't it?
And they were from Sweden.
Were they really from Sweden?
Uh-huh.
Oh, there you go. So a bit of authenticity there.
Yeah, they were lovely people.
Oh, that's great.
Fantastic. I hope everybody had a good night.
I'm sure they did. It sounds like they did.
Because I did, Paolo. I was really up and down to my little heart.
You did. That's all that matters, though, isn't it?
That's what I needed, Paolo.
Exactly. Oh, I'm glad you've had a good time.
Oh,
I'm glad you've had a good birthday.
I have. And I'll be seeing you at the next day. I will party, I hope.
Yes, you will. It's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, the 17th.
Of what? Of April? Or May?
Yes. I think it is.
Is it April? Oh. Well, if Neil comes on later, I'm sure he'll let us know.
Oh, Neil's fantastic. He's been on the phone tonight, bless him.
Oh, has he? Oh,
and
right.
Say thank you for his phone call, by the way, because I missed it.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you very much.
I love you, Neil. Thank you, darling. He's a good lad.
He's a good man.
Ask him to wish us a happy birthday.
If he comes on, I'm sure he will do that, because he usually does like to say happy birthday, doesn't he?
Let him sing happy birthday, Paolo.
I will do.
You and him together, I think you're fantastic.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Like, you're both sensational.
Well, thank you very much. So are you.
And you keep the good work up, lad. You're doing fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Very nice to hear that. Thank you.
God love you, Hinny.
God love you too. Oh. Thank you for calling and happy birthday.
And you, Hinny. Take care yourself.
Take care then. Ta-da, see you now. Bye. There she goes. That's Kerry. Press that button. There you go. She's gone. Yeah, lovely. Happy birthday to her. Saw the ABBA tribute band. Have you seen an ABBA tribute band? Have you seen one that you think might be the best ABBA tribute band out there? Let me know about it. Yeah, the one we saw on the boat was pretty good, actually. You enjoyed that, didn't you, Leanne? Yeah? No. She's saying no. She didn't enjoy it. Oh, well. Well, I enjoyed it anyway. It was good fun. So, what are we doing now? Oh, yeah, we need to take a quick break. And then next up, we're going to try and squeeze in a very quick call from the Cult of Ange. And then it's time for the ghost story. And then we're doing Bodhi's surgery. All right, stay with us. It's Night Owls. Paolo in for Alan.
Social Care is all about helping people in their everyday lives. People who need a little extra help to maintain their independence. Here's apprentice carer Heidi.
I'm currently an apprentice carer, working with older people to provide extra personal care. It gives me a lot of job satisfaction, and the best thing is seeing a smile on their face when I leave.
In many cases, you don't need qualifications to start, and there are great opportunities to qualify and progress while you earn. Get more out of life. Help someone get more out of theirs.
For more information on working in social care and the chance to win £1,000 for your nominated charity, see metroradio.co.uk.
But a terraced house in our street has blacked out windows, which is odd.
The thing is, the rest of his documents had different names on them.
But it just seemed far too much fertiliser for such a small plot of land. It's only...
Look, he may have been on the level, but why did he want to buy protective equipment?
He was asking loads of security questions. And then I discovered he didn't even work in that department.
On their own, they may mean nothing. But together, it all adds up.
A terrorist plot
may have been...
discovered.
We all have a role to play in combating terrorism. If you see anything suspicious, call the confidential anti-terrorist hotline on 0800 789 321. If you suspect it, report it.
I'm Peter Dunlop, and I have dementia. It's caused by a disease affecting my brain. My memory isn't what it was, and sometimes I get confused. Some people shy away when they hear about my condition, but be patient with me and don't run away when I say dementia. Understand it more and help out, and I'll still be able to do the things I love for a while yet. I have dementia. I also have a life.
For simple ways to help someone living with dementia, visit nhs.uk/dementia. Dementia. The more we understand, the more we can help.
The scariest nanny on earth is back.
I am Nanny McPhee.
In an adventure so magical.
Take cover, everyone.
So uplifting. And so rip-roaring, you'll believe that pigs can fly. Get ready for the most wonderful family film of the year.
It was like magic.
Nanny McPhee and the Big Bang.
Isn't it exciting?
At cinemas March 26th.
Spring's finally here, so for the part of you that's itching to get into the garden, the Sunday Times brings you our comprehensive DVD guide to growing the perfect veg and gardening gloves for every reader worth £15 for free. Plus, read our exclusive Seeds of Success feature in Home. So, whether you're looking to tackle King Edward potatoes, Chantenay carrots,